While all of a sudden we've seen lots of fantastic price action, which all that means is just amazing opportunities to make money from the Forex market, let me share more details with you right now. Hi everybody, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday the 7th of March, and after a couple of weeks of some fairly quiet, indecisive action, this week we've seen some fantastic action, had some enormous moves, most of which I've predicted to my clients and also free on my website on Forex and on Forex Peace Army. And so make sure you do log in to view that information each day. Just yesterday we had some enormous moves on the euro pairs. The euro has moved up yesterday, being Thursday, over 150 pips against the US dollar and over 240 pips against the Japanese yen. So just enormous moves there, great opportunities to make money for us. The yen has been really weak all round, and the US has been fairly weak as well. The other big gainers have been the New Zealand dollar and the Australian dollar. Now, I've been looking at buy opportunities on those almost every day this week, certainly Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today is non-farm payroll day, so you just need to be a little bit cautious there about what to take heading into a day with non-farm payrolls, as things can be a little bit more difficult to trade. But as I mentioned, I've been looking at definitely Australian dollar and definitely New Zealand dollar strength throughout the entire week. The news, again, the fundamentals have backed up what's already been shown well in advance on the charts. So it's really great when you get the two match up side by side. Yesterday, I held a live trading room session for my clients where I trade on my charts, as you can see behind me here, in front of my clients on a live account. There's no better way of learning how to trade than to watch someone trading in real time. And I took six new trades during the session, and they were on the 1 hour charts and 1 minute charts. Now, out of those six trades, two of them were stopped out and five hit full profit. And as a net result, there was a 5.5 to 1 risk to reward. So in other words, if you were risking 1% of your account per trade, there was a 5.5% gain in just the 2 hours on those six trades that I took live in front of everybody. I trade at half of 1% per risk. For me, on my account, that was a 2.75% account gain just on those 2 hours. So just a fantastic result. I also have trades open and had shown trades open on the 4 hour charts, the daily charts, the weekly charts, and the monthly charts. And my weekly charts and monthly chart trades behind me now are up 1.3%. And the 4 hourly chart trades have also made profit this week. I also had during the session many other traders taking live trades, and they also just had a huge profitable time. And I also had a client from Iceland who mentioned that they had made 1.45% gain on their account last week by trading just the weekly charts. So the point I'm trying to make here is I have taken trades and shown trades ranging from a 1 minute chart right through to a monthly chart and everything else in between. So it's really important what suits you. Don't forget, if you're trading weekly charts or monthly charts, it just means a few minutes of work once every week, or on a monthly chart once a week. That's all it is. The trades I've got behind me open here on the weekly charts, I'm up 1.3% on open trades. But they took me 10 minutes to place on Monday morning. So it doesn't matter whether you like watching multiple charts during trading sessions or whether you like to take a few trades just once a week or once a month. It really does depend on what suits you. The important thing to remember is that price action and a good strategy will serve you good and will work very well for you across all time frames and across all currency pairs. So that's it for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Hope you've enjoyed this video and podcast. Look forward to bringing you more updates and trading news this time next week.